Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 1st. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We are looking for our November patrons, so if you want to get a shout out all month long, be sure to become a patron of the Gamers In and support the show directly through Patreon. Thank you so much. Apologies for missing the show last week. We did want to record a show, but we did have to push a week. We are back this week, back to a normal schedule, and I do appreciate all the supportive comments in Discord and Twitter. I really appreciate that. But I am excited to get back to the Gamers In because we do have some fun stuff to talk about, also including Extra Life, which is happening this weekend. We'll talk a bit about that in a little bit. But I'll save most of what I have to say for the show, but I will say that the N64 and Sega Genesis games that were added into Nintendo Switch Online, I did upgrade my membership. I'm not gonna lie, I think the value of upgrading your membership right now is very low. There's not a lot there, especially if you are comfortable buying the DLC for Animal Crossing. I really feel like subscriptions are tough from a value standpoint, especially when your competition like Xbox Game Pass is just huge. It's like the Netflix problem, right? Because Netflix can provide all that content for $20 a month. Everything else just seems like it's, no matter what they're charging, just seems so expensive. And that's why Disney Plus, I think, came in at such a low level, because they knew a lot of people were going to have that value equation, even though it's Disney and they have top tier franchises. And when you look at Nintendo, it's a similar deal, except they took a different approach. They charged you almost double the original subscription price to add N64 games and Sega Genesis, which I will argue and agree with a lot of critics that the N64 games, they aren't as good as you remember them. There are some very critical standout games like Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time. I'd even throw Mario Kart in there. These are games that I tried on the service with the Nintendo 64 controller, I might add. So like a lot of those don't hold up outside of like maybe 4 or 5. The rest are just fun to go back to. This isn't like, I kind of put it in the same bucket as the NES. There are 4 or 5 really great NES games that you would want to play outside of just a nostalgia return sort of trip to the game. And of course, there are those games on the N64 side where you just want to go back to remember those times when you played as a kid. I'm right there with you. Honestly, that's what this subscription is for, outside of a few games where, for example, I'm playing, I went back to Super Metroid. I had never finished it, and it's on the Nintendo Switch Online service for the Super NES. I have a wireless Super NES controller from Nintendo, and I'm loving it. And again, that is a game that is totally playable. But it's because I beat Metroid Dread and was kind of like, I want more Metroid, and people keep saying Super Metroid is super good. And some are saying even better than Metroid Dread. And I'll say this, like, as someone who didn't play it when it launched, I much prefer Metroid Dread. I think the reason people really like Super Metroid, especially when they played it at the time, is that it is a very focused one of those Metroids. It feels like it's much shorter. I've only been playing it for a couple days, and I think I'm like almost halfway through. And again, that's going to sound to a lot of people like, wow, you're not very far at all, and you've played quite a bit. It's like, well, no, been playing here and there. It feels just more faster paced. You're unlocking things much faster. You're finding a bunch of upgrades. I think I've almost already filled my upgrade table. So I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying here. But what I'm trying to say is that I think the Nintendo Switch Online stuff is primarily, outside of being able to play games online, it's primarily a nostalgia trip. And I think like for $50, in this case, I think the subscription was like $70. Canadian, and the controllers are very expensive as well. I think the N64 controller came out to be about $80. That was with tax and shipping, and the shipping's like $10 flat rate for Canada here, so it's not great. But we'll talk about the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pass as well as the N64 controller. I've been playing with both of those, and it's really weird to be playing an N64 controller again. It's been a while, and it's as weird going back as you might think. It's a very different controller than what we're used to today. And, you know, outside of the Nintendo realm, I've been playing Endzone, A World Apart. I've had it for a while. I haven't had a chance to play it. I'm playing it now. And it's in the vein of like a post-apocalyptic survival management game, but more along the lines of an RTS, like a real-time strategy game. without unit building. It's more like you're building up your community. I guess it'd be closer to trying to remember, like more of a cross between, more like Civilization, I guess, but Civilization has units. I don't know, it's hard to say, but like in my time playing the game, it's a very complex game. I have not come across unit production, so I'll leave it at that. We'll go over the news on the show. I could probably rattle off the last 2 weeks here, but honestly, we'll pick the highlights. There's been a lot of news over the last 2 weeks that we'll be able to talk about, so look forward to that. And as I teased earlier, Extra Life is this weekend. November 6th is our game day, Saturday, November 6th. And you might be thinking, well, I usually see a flurry of tweets and Facebook posts. It's been really busy for both Jocelyn and I, and we're honestly... Game day, it's coming, it's here. We have to acknowledge that. It'll be a busy week as we prepare, but I look forward to game day, as does everybody, I'm sure. We're going to be playing early in the morning. I'd say maybe like mid-morning is what we're aiming for, starting with Dark Pictures Anthology House of Ashes co-op play. So Joss and I will be playing through that. Followed by a break, we'll head into multiplayer games, and who knows how long we'll go there, but typically... You know, wrapping up shortly after midnight, 1 o'clock, that sort of realm. And the games we'll likely play include Sea of Thieves, Dead by Daylight. I don't know, like with all the Blizzard stuff going on, like I always try to get some Heroes of the Storm in there, but I don't know if it'll land for different reasons this time around. Usually it's because we're so busy with other more recent games, but I would like to play a game of Heroes. I always have some fun in there. We'll see. But Sea of Thieves and Dead by Daylight for sure. And all the fun, you can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021 to donate, and you'll find links there to watch our playthroughs. You can follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA. You can follow Jocelyn at twitch.tv/JossPlays, and we'll be streaming both our perspectives throughout the day, so look forward to that. And at no surprise, no update corner for Tales of Arise. Again, it's been a very busy week, and I promise I'll be back next week. You know, I just really, I honestly haven't had the energy to sit down and jump back in, but I look forward to possibly jumping back in for next week. Next week, for sure. Not possibly. It's happening. It's back. We took 2 weeks off, and I want to keep the momentum going, so we'll be back next week. Summoner's Call, we missed last week as well. We're back this week. We're discussing the new Legendary Hero, as well as kickstarting our Game Club special discussions for Fire Emblem Warriors. Eddie and I had a really good conversation focused on the Awakening chapters, DLC characters for the game. So look forward to that. It'll be on the feed shortly alongside this Patreon mini. And that is going to do it. Normally we'd go through the November release dates, but I forgot to pull them. But I think November is a... quiet month. I think Battlefield and Call of Duty are kind of the heavy hitters this month. They'll be coming out probably the first week, so soon, so look forward to that. But we'll go over the release schedule next week, and you guys can plan your video game playing accordingly. So take the week off planning, I guess. All right, that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening. And have a great week.